Welcome to the Royal Opera House. I'm Antonio Papano, Music Director of the Royal Opera. To find out more about our productions, visit roh.org.uk.
Good evening. Well, apparently the critics said of Rusalka that it wasn't worth staging because it was nothing other than second-rate Wagner. Yes, Dvořák uses leitmotifs to represent characters and atmosphere and colour, but I would argue that the piece is very rigorously composed. And in fact, in this production, we are doing it without a single cut. So you will hear every note that Dvořák wrote and every word that he set. As a repetiteur, I have the luxury of playing and assisting and working on many, many scores from different eras and cultures. But I would say that Rusalka is one of the most glorious scores to play, mainly because Dvořák's use of the orchestra is so symphonic. And I was talking to Yannick, the conductor, and he says, even though the vocal parts are absolutely joyous and wonderful, that the score would stand on its own without them. It is that colourful. Now, to start with, I'd like to show you some motifs from the overture. We start with this rumbling in the timpani and lower strings, which tells us straight away that we're in some sort of supernatural underworld. Really quite sort of mystifying. And then we get the tune, which we later learn represents Rusalka's plight. And then, a few bars later, we have the theme which sort of represents the whole forest. The hunter sings this tune later on in the act. Then we know. And this motif features all the way through the opera. It represents water. It represents the water goblin, Vodník. But it comes up here, comes down here. You'll hear it all the way through the piece. And I think in folklore, the water was always something to be careful of. It always could be a little bit dangerous. It's always a little bit threatening when it comes. Here we have it in the woodwinds. In the piccolo. Back to Rusalka's theme. Now, this is the curse music. And only finally do we land in an E major. But there's still danger. And that's even before we've heard a single singer sing. We already feel like we're in this world of Dvořák.
Thank you for listening. To find out more about Royal Opera House Insights, visit roh.org.uk/insights.